Reading is for everyone. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Print Disabled at CMPL Winter 2022 Newsletter. Great news to share with all our patrons. We have wonderful news to share regarding our Macomb Library for the Blind. Our contract with Macomb County has been extended for another 10 years. We are elated that we will be serving you from the Clinton Macomb Public Library, CMPL, Main Library, for the next decade. CMPL Director Larry Neal advocated on our behalf with the Library Board and with the Macomb County Board of Commissioners. All board members gave their support for our library to remain intact for another 10-year period. Both boards also approved a name change for our library. We are now the Macomb Library for the Blind and Print Disabled at CMPL. In 2019, the National Library Service changed its name to the Library for the Blind and Print Disabled. We wanted to follow their lead, and as of October 2021, we have officially done so. We would like to thank the Macomb County Board of Commissioners, the CMPL Board, Library Board President Camille Silda, Library Director Larry Neal, the staff of the Braille and Talking Book Library in Lansing, and the staff of the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled for supporting us. Mention must be made of the many hands within CMPL that help us daily. The head of Adult Services, Amy Young, the Adult Outreach Manager, Megan Mott, the head of Communications and Strategy, Jamie Morris, and the staff who recommend our library to people who could benefit from our service, work with our large print-by-mail customers, keep our technology running smoothly, and pay our bills. A final thank you to my co-workers, Barbara, Kathy, and Marie. As the saying goes, without their efforts, none of this would be possible. Macomb Library for the Blind receives grant. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, MLBPD, was recently awarded the Improving Access to Information Grant to develop a library service for community users with limited online access. With the grant award, MLBPD will be able to offer an Adaptive Technology Lending Program, ATLP, to community agencies such as assisted living facilities, independent living facilities, and senior apartment complexes throughout Macomb County who serve individuals with visual, physical, or reading disabilities. MLBPD will work with activity directors and apartment managers to make certain that residents receive the proper training and support to use the adaptive technology effectively. Some of the items included in the lending program are Wi-Fi hotspots, Echo Dots, iPods, and Amazon Fire tablets. In addition to offering an adaptive technology lending program, MLBPD will also provide digital and health literacy instruction to give individuals with disabilities the opportunity to acquire the basic skills needed to use adaptive technology successfully and the ability to find basic health information on the internet. The program will be available starting January 2022. MLBPD hopes to provide equal access to information within the disabled community through the ATLP project. For more information about the ATLP project, please contact MLBPD at 586 286-1580 or email mlbpd@cmpl.org. Funding is provided in part by the Institute of Museum and Library Services through the Library of Michigan. MLBPD offers assistive technology. Give us a call to find out more about what is available. You can contact us by phone, 586-286-1580, or toll free, 855-203-5274. Our email, mlbpd@cmpl.org. Our website, www.cmpl.org/MLBPD. MLBPD staff is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Leave a message after 5 p.m. and we will return your call as soon as possible. Kathy's Choice. MLBPD Library Assistant Kathy has some choice books to share with you. Last year, I suggested reading William Kent Kruger's Ordinary Grace, which was published in 2013. Though the author had been very successful with his previous Cork O'Connor mystery series, he received a lot of pressure to publish another title like Ordinary Grace. Finally, in 2019, This Tender Land was released. This reader was very glad. I had another book to savor and to share with others. This Tender Land is set in the time frame of the Great Depression. In the summer of 1932, four orphans are on the run from the Lincoln School for Native American Re-education. They take a canoe trip heading towards the Mississippi River to find home and safety. Their odyssey takes them to many unusual places where they meet many unusual characters. Together, their lives are reshaped to meet their futures. It is a wonderful, warm-hearted story. I highly recommend it. DB 102149. 14 hours, 22 minutes, Violence and Some Strong Language, also available in large print. The second title I recommend is for my to-be-read list. Every 2 years, a Michigan-related book is selected by Michigan Humanities for the Great Michigan Read. The goal of the Great Michigan Read is to connect Michigan residents by suggesting one title that will provide insight into Michigan history and culture. A statewide panel of teachers, librarians, community leaders, and book lovers select the title. For 2021-2022, the title is The Women of the Copper Country by Mary Doria Russell. The following words taken from the Great Michigan Read brochure inspire me to read this great book. This fictionalized account of the very real and dangerous conditions Upper Peninsula copper miners faced and Annie Clements' willingness to fight for a better life for them and their families will have readers cheering as Big Annie takes on the company owners in one of the first tests of the American labor movement, said Shelley Hendrick Kaspruski, Michigan Humanities president and CEO. At a time when women were expected to keep house and raise children, Annie Clements' decision to become a leader and take a stand is a story of courage. She's a wonderful example of the strong and principled women who have made history in Michigan and across the country, and it's especially important to share her story during Women's History Month. DB 96426, 12 hours, 30 minutes, also available in large print. A Minute with Marie. Losing the ability to read printed text is one of the unfortunate effects of sight loss. While nothing is as fast as reading, there are solutions that can help with that task. There are many programs and devices that can access the printed world for you. They all require practice and patience. Think back to the time when you were first learning to read, whether that was printed text or Braille. It seemed hard and took so long to learn. Then one day your brain got the code, as it were, and suddenly the world was yours. Once you can access the printed world, there are no boundaries that you cannot cross. The challenge you now face is learning to access that world without eyes. Learn to use technology to your advantage. You can learn to access your emails, text friends, or write a letter to the editor. Many blind people hold jobs with the assistance of technical tools such as VoiceOver, TalkBack, or screen readers like JAWS or NVDA. Even the free built-in screen reader that comes with any Windows computer is quickly catching up to pricier tools like JAWS. Imagine being able to go to any Windows computer and being able to check your email by just turning on Narrator with a quick key sequence. Wouldn't that be a great return on the investment of the time it took to learn Narrator? If you are now considered legally blind, realize that your eyesight will not improve. Rather than straining to see, learn the tool that will carry you through all phases of your sight loss journey. That tool is a voiced solution, whether on a smartphone or computer. How? Call the library at 586-286-1580 to schedule an appointment with me. We can chat about your specific needs. I can help you navigate the world of adaptive technology and determine what will suit you best. As we move forward into the new year, let's vow to be the best we can be by using any and all tools at our disposal. Consider the words of the great songwriter, poet, Leonard Cohen. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Assistive technology demonstrations and computer tutoring. Consider setting up an appointment at the library for a hands-on demonstration of devices such as check writing guides, video magnifiers, lamps, and more to assist a person with vision issues. In addition, we offer adaptive technology computer and personal device tutoring either by phone or in person. If you need ideas to make your Windows-based computer or your iPod, iPad, or iPhone more accessible, we will make an appointment for you with our tech tutor. Finally, if you want to try out an iPad, we have one that you may borrow to use at home. It has built-in Wi-Fi, so you do not have to have internet access at home to use it. The iPad must be picked up and checked out on your public library card, as we are unable to mail the iPad to you. Story Phone. We have partnered with our host library, the Clinton Macomb Public Library, to create a phone option called Story Phone for grown-ups. Just call 586-226-5006 to hear short stories, poems, excerpts, and more. In order to hear a story, you will need to press 4 for the Story Phone for Grown-Ups option. Options will change weekly and will be read by our storytelling team. This service is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Annual Report for MLBPD 2021. Circulation, 60,900 46 items. Programs, 59. Program attendance, 292. Outreach events, 7. Outreach attendance, 84. Thank you to all our patrons for taking part in our services. We appreciate your patronage and hope that you spread the word about MLBPD so others can enjoy audiobooks, large print books, and more. SMART launches new transportation service. Apologies to our patrons. We had the wrong email address in our fall 2021 newsletter about SMART Flex, the new service rolled out by the Suburban Mobility Authority for Regional Transportation, SMART. For questions about SMART Flex, email support-smart@ridewithvia.com or call 734-212-8429. Vision Network Group. Connecting with people who have vision issues can be a good way to realize you are not alone. The Macomb Library for the Blind hosts a Vision Network group by phone the third Monday of every month. The phone meeting is moderated by our facilitator, Marie, and for 90 minutes, the group discusses issues that people with vision challenges face. Callers share solutions and experiences in a friendly and informal environment. Consider joining our group. Reader recommendations. Charles Spindler recommends A Game of Birds and Wolves, the ingenious young women whose secret board game helped win World War II, by Simon Parkin. A narrative account of the role of women in developing Allied strategy that defeated Nazi U-boats and brought an Allied victory in the Battle of the Atlantic. The author describes how several members of the Women's Royal Naval Service played a game using linoleum floor tiles to develop the Operation Raspberry countermaneuver. Charles says, "This is a fantastic story, as halfway through it dawns on you that the women are winning the war for the Royal Naval Service. The more you get into the book, the more fascinated you become." 10 hours, 8 minutes, DB 101485. Charles also recommends Collateral Damage, The Mysterious Deaths of Marilyn Monroe and Dorothy Kilgallen and the Ties That Bind Them to Robert Kennedy and the JFK Assassination, by Mark Shaw. Shaw explores possible connections between the deaths of President John F. Kennedy, actress Marilyn Monroe, and journalist Dorothy Kilgallen. Discusses the possibility of work done by Attorney General and presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy contributing to the deaths. Charles feels readers will find this book very interesting as it is well researched with annotations. It reads like a whodunit and brings up new findings that will surprise and amaze. 21 hours, 22 minutes. DB 104503. Sharon Latatsky recommends Fault Lines, A History of the United States Since 1974, by Kevin Michael Cruz. The authors trace America's history from the Watergate crisis through the early 21st century. They examine the trajectory of growing differences in values and viewpoints over economic inequality, race, gender, and politics. They also discuss the role of the media and America's political system in fueling this divergence. Some strong language. Sharon mentions that this is well worth the read, a very interesting narrative. 15 hours, 36 minutes, DB 104064. Lawrence Robbins has several books to recommend to our readers. Dead Wake, The Last Crossing of the Lusitania by Eric Larson. In 1915, the Lusitania, a luxury ocean liner, left New York for Liverpool. The captain assumed that the Germans would follow gentlemanly strictures of warfare, keeping civilian ships safe from attack. Larson recounts what happened when Germany violated that code and that choice's wider repercussions. Some violence. Lawrence says this interesting book includes insights on how passengers were warned not to board the ship because it carried rifle ammunition and shells. 13 hours, 6 minutes, DB 80936. The best loved poems of the American people, selected by Hazel Fellman. A longtime editor of the Queries and Answer column of the New York Times Book Review, the author compiled this representative collection of popular poems from requests sent to her over the years by readers. Lawrence felt the poetry reflected life, some inspirational too. 18 hours, 56 minutes, DB 124031. Black Bottom Saints by Alice Randall. Joseph Ziggy Johnson spends his time through the Great Depression to after World War II as the gossip columnist for Detroit's African American newspaper and MC for one of the hottest nightclubs in the Black Bottom neighborhood. On his deathbed, he compiles Black Bottom's list of saints, unrated. Lawrence notes those interested in 1930s Detroit will like the fascinating stories about Paradise Alley, Black Bottom, and even cocktail recipes. 12 hours, 22 minutes, DB 100828. Tightwads on the Loose, a 7-year Pacific Odyssey by Wendy Hinman. Woman recounts traveling around the Pacific with her husband in a 31-foot boat for 9 years. Discusses challenges they faced, including the weather, damage to the boat, and living together in tight quarters. Shares adventures in Canada, Mexico, New Zealand, Fiji, China, Hong Kong, the Philippines, and Japan. Strong language. Lawrence enjoyed the story about a couple who quit their jobs, sold everything, and purchased a boat. Includes military history and is written like a travel log. 12 hours, 51 minutes. DB 99997. In the Garden of Beasts, Love, Terror, and an American Family in Hitler's Berlin by Eric Larson follows the lives of U.S. Ambassador William E. Dodd and his family who moved to Berlin, Germany in 1933. Discusses their attitudes toward the Nazi Party, obliviousness to Hitler's true character, and naive reactions to the persecution of Jews and Americans and the enforcement of stringent laws. Lawrence says the story of this family, who became enamored by the glitz and glamour of their life, but later realized Hitler's true character, is a real page-turner. 13 hours, 18 minutes, DB 73470. Book Discussion Group. MLBPD hosts a book discussion group by phone on the first Monday of every month. Registration is required. If you would like to join our fun and informal discussion, please call the library for more details. Here are the books we will be reading in the months ahead. Monday, February 7th, Kon-Tiki by Thor Heyerdahl, DB 22841. Monday, March 7th, Bootstrapper by Marty Link, DBC 00113. Monday, April 4th, Wool by Hugh Howie, DB 75396, also available in large print. Monday, May 2nd, Still Me by Christopher Reeve, DB 46341. Tales and Talk at CMPL, the easiest book club ever. Relax and listen to a selection of short stories read aloud by a librarian, followed by a discussion period. These programs feature stories related to Michigan. This program is hybrid. You can attend in person or by Zoom, and it takes place on the first Wednesday of the month at 10:30 a.m. Call 586-226-5050 to register. Lions Outreach Committee. The Lions Outreach Committee has used assistive technology that they can offer to you at no charge through their recycle program. Items will be distributed through your local Lions Club. To get an application, or if you wish to donate an item, call or email Kathy McAdam at 313-563-1412 or email mcmcadam@gmail.com. MLBPD Facebook page. We are pleased to tell you that our Library for the Blind now has a presence on Facebook. Per last year's survey, we discovered that there are some Facebook users within our patron community. So we decided to create a Facebook page to promote our services and programs. Find us at the following link, www.facebook.com/MLBPDATCMPL. Bowlers Wanted. The Macomb Blind Bowlers are always looking for legally blind bowlers as well as sighted bowlers scorekeepers. The bowling season runs from September till mid-May, and we bowl every Wednesday starting at 11:45 a.m. at Fraser Star Lanes, 33042 Garfield, just north of 14 Mile Road. Please call Frank Cunningham at 586-465-6694 for details. MLBPD does not endorse any services or websites outside of its own library that may be referred to in this newsletter. Please call the MLBPD for your questions and comments at 586-286-1580 or toll-free 855-203-5274. MLBPD is located at 40900 Romeo Plank Road, Clinton Township, Michigan. Macomb Library for the Blind and Print Disabled is a public service of the Macomb County Board of Commissioners. This concludes the reading of our Winter 2022 newsletter. Please return this cartridge in the mail to the library when you are finished listening to it. Thank you.